The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor to New South Wales. Jeremy Zakas reporting. It's wintertime down under, and that means snow if it was New England. Is there snow in Australia? There's everything to create snow. They've got the Antarctic weather. They've got the Indian Ocean weather. They have elevated parts of the continent, mountainous. However, Jeremy, a very good day to you. I read in your weather report that the snow is expected to be heavy this winter. You, however, are in New South Wales, where it's said to be raining. Is this ordinary weather or something unusual coming at this early in June? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yes, that's right. We've got snow in some parts, especially the elevated regions, and rain down here. And I can say that this is kind of semi-normal. And the semi part is that it's actually occurring maybe even a little bit earlier than we expected and a little bit harder, because normally what happens here in Australia, we kind of get a slow run in into the snow season, into the winter. So really across from probably about mid-May through maybe to mid-June, to so about a week from now, we get a slow start to winter. It starts getting cold. We start getting rain. And then the snow starts to come into the higher regions. So we're talking about the Blue Mountains just to the west of here, or down in Victoria in the Alpine regions a lot further south. But what has happened is that in the last week especially, we've suddenly got rain and snow and Antarctic conditions all at once, all in the space of maybe 2 or 3 days. And to go with it, we've got the very, very low temperatures. So we're talking about sub 50 degrees Fahrenheit, which is in single digits here. So most of the time, we're not really getting above 10 degrees Celsius in many parts of the East Coast here, and even right across to Western Australia in some of the southern cities and towns. So, John, really, it is kind of normal, but it's normal in a way that it's all happened at once, when really this should have been happening over about a month or so.
There's a drought, 16-month-old drought in South Australia, Adelaide, stretching to Perth. Is the drought still on?
Technically, unfortunately, yes, it is. And when I say technically, what that means is that both South Australia, Adelaide in particular, the main city there, and Perth in Western Australia are getting rain. In fact, as we speak today, they're getting light showers and a lot of indication that through the week they'll continue to get the rain. However, to actually have a drought break, they need to get a certain amount of rain, and they need to get a certain amount of rain into the reservoirs. So the key here is the water storage part of it. And unfortunately, both Adelaide and Perth are probably still maybe a month to even 6 weeks, if they keep getting the same weather, away from coming out of drought. So we're all keeping our fingers crossed, John, but honestly, the way it's gone so far, this weather could just turn cold and dry at any given moment.
We go to Perth, a tornado, and it's wintertime. Is this ordinary?
This is a little bit weird. We do get strong winds in Perth, in particular south of Perth, but what happened on Thursday morning this week was they actually had a tornado around about 170 miles to the southeast of Perth. So this is the very low latitudes of the state. And it occurred when the winds were starting to come up. It wasn't quite stormy weather, but there was definitely a little bit of, I guess, mixture in the atmosphere that said there was going to be severe weather. But it took everybody by surprise, because typically Western Australia doesn't get a lot of tornadoes. What they normally get is they kind of get what's called sort of like thermals or whirly-whirlies, as they say, in the desert regions, which is basically hot air mixing in with cold and creating really tight sort of formations that look like funnel tornadoes. But down in the south parts, because it's cooler and a little bit more stable, they don't. But unfortunately, they did on Thursday morning. And unfortunately, a poor farmer had his vehicle damaged and a few of his fields sort of ripped up by this thing, which was very, very unusual. But what we are starting to see now, John, which was probably an indication of why the tornado was there, is the winds as they're coming across the Indian Ocean right now, called the Roaring 40s, because they're at 40 degrees latitude, they're a lot stronger than normal. They're probably quite a bit higher than normal because of the Indian Ocean dipole, which has created a bit of a warming sensation in the oceans that's created more severe weather. But those Roaring 40s were coming on land earlier this week a lot more than normal, which means poor old Western Australia, Perth, has been battered by winds, and this tornado down in the south, I guess, was just a symptom of that. So unfortunately, maybe we'll see some more tornadoes in the coming weeks, but hopefully poor old Perth does get the rain as well.
Watching the news reporting, the weather, I let it run on a little bit. This is your Channel 9, which you tell me is one of your big channels. I let it run on again because I enjoy hearing the Australian accent. You're teaching me. You have an accent that's very easy. Well, I have the accent. You have an English pronunciation that's very easy for me to follow. I don't know if that's similar for you to me, but I did run into reporters on Channel 9 who speak very quickly, and I have to, you know, pay attention a little bit. For example, the word P-E-O-P-L-E is said by a very attractive young woman who was doing her job as a correspondent, papal. What does that mean, Jeremy? People becomes papal.
Well, John, what I think you're hearing there is very much our, I'd say, maybe Queensland accent. So you may hear when I say people, I may have done it there a little bit, I tend to have a bit more of a British accent because I came from Adelaide. So we tend to say dance instead of dance and prance instead of prance. Whereas in Queensland, where you have a bit more of a whiny twang to it, when you say people, it's a little bit more of a people. So you have a little bit of a lilt. So I dare say that that person probably came from either Brisbane or maybe northern New South Wales, and they have the twang. But it is interesting because I think people is one of those few words that when you hear an Aussie say it, you can almost directly identify where they came from in Australia, because if it's more like the British version, which is people, you know they were probably from Adelaide or Western Australia. But when it's people or papal, you definitely know it's East Coast, probably Queensland, maybe Victoria too, because Victoria has a little bit of a twang, but it's definitely a way to tell where somebody's coming from.
My memory is, I spent a year in Scotland at seminary. My memory is that that papal comes very close to the Scottish papal. Is there a Scotland influence in your language? Do they talk about Scotland? I'm unfamiliar with your migration patterns. This would be more than 100 years ago.
There absolutely is. There is a lot of Scottish heritage, certainly on the East Coast here, and also up in Queensland. So you'll see the Scottish heritage. You'll also see English heritage has a lot to do with this as well, especially on the East Coast, where it was mostly convicts that actually settled first, which means you have a lot of Cockney type of lineage and a lot of, I guess, the less refined kind of English than you'd normally see. That's definitely here on the East Coast. So it's absolutely true. The Scottish and that sort of Cockney English, I think, does tend to blend into the East Coast accent quite distinctly. So even now, as you heard there on the news broadcast, you can pick it out a mile off where somebody's coming from and what their lineage is.
How do you hear my East Coast accent? I've spent my whole life in about 200 miles from Philadelphia to New York and in between in college. And now I'm just 90 miles north of New York. So my whole life has been spent in a region that is the mid-Atlantic states and southern New England. Do you hear any words that are hard right away to understand?
This is what's interesting, John. No, I don't. And I think it's because of the Australian culture here, and especially our television, because I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So a lot of my formative years, especially during the 80s, were actually on American television. And of course, one of the main TV shows we used to get here was Sesame Street. And of course, Sesame Street has a very strong East Coast American accent. So for me, I grew up listening to that basically through all my younger years. A lot of our television programming too, very much from the United States. So we grow up hearing a lot of Americans speak the whole time. And in fact, your accent to me, I don't really hear the accent that much. The only accent I think I pick up from the United States is maybe the Midwest, just because of the longer vowels. It does sound a little bit different, which of course is probably where a lot of the television viewing we got wasn't from. So West Coast and East Coast accents are very, very easy for us to understand. And, I mean, I can't say I've ever not been able to understand you, and I don't think there's any words that I can't pick up. But really, when it's an American accent we can't understand, it's going to be pretty much from the Midwest or maybe down in that middle area, down to, say, maybe Alabama or Kentucky, where some of the drawl maybe confuses us a bit. But honestly, John, it's funny. We grew up on so much American television, it's actually very easy to understand anybody from the United States.
You remind me that I've been watching your television, and I saw one more feature that surprised me. It was a reporter, again, a reporter with a beautiful Australian accent, but I can't tell you. There wasn't any particular word. She was talking very quickly. And she was talking about a police presence and tear gas and protests. And I thought, what's this? Australia with tear gas? What? Not Australia. And it turned out she was in Los Angeles. And what I was viewing was part of Los Angeles that's in protest, heavily Spanish origin, Latino origin, and the protesters had a certificate to allow them to protest, but they'd overstayed or the police decided they have to go home. So they'd tear gas them. The tear gas was drifting across the avenue, and our correspondent had been gassed a little bit. She had a mask on, not a breathing mask, a mask that left over from the pandemic. And she was talking about how this protest was going to continue, and I thought, what's this? This is Australia Channel 9. This is the major feature. Do you often get California news in Australia?
We do, we do. In fact, we get a lot of American news here in Australia because a lot of what you see there, what happens in the United States, mirrors on some of our own policies. So especially anything to do with immigration or just social policy and even finances tends to resonate here in Australia because, of course, in Australia, being a much smaller nation, we tend to look to the United States for a lead on many things. And that includes how things happen just in society. So for us, it's of great interest. So it's not unusual to actually see United States news leading off in a lot of our news bulletins, especially if it's got to do with either immigration or say defense policies or something that's major that's happening, because we love watching that because it tells us kind of where we might be going and what might be coming up here. So that's very, very normal. And you'll also notice too that when you see that kind of news on our Australian broadcast, we always have correspondents in those cities or in the main cities. And those correspondents aren't flying out there just for the city. They're actually permanently based. We have a lot of Australian correspondents based all around the United States for exactly that. So it's really well consumed here by the media. And it's just something that we, again, I guess growing up, we've had a lot of American influence in our televisions. That's what we like to see.
Well, migration is a huge story here because of the deportations going on and people being detained and then moved on to their native country. It's extremely complicated, coast to coast. I was surprised, not only the young correspondent, but there was a film crew with her. So there were was a sound person and a camera person, at least two other people moving around in Los Angeles being gassed. They were gassed. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. We have reptiles to attend to. Reptiles in a pillowcase to attend to. This is the Friends of History Debating Society, Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. I'm John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.